The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries, with the prayer that you may realize our American system, in its original form, was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. Last week, I had two businessmen at different times during the same day say to me that they could not watch primetime television with their families. They said it was simply filth, promoting sexual disorder of every sort. Why does Hollywood promote such things? You'd think they'd learn from box office hits like the cartoon movie Cars that we want inspiring things to put into our minds. But then, deceived people don't know they're deceived. They are, as the Bible says, ever learning, but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Why are children so often the target of so much filth? Consider the so-called sex education in public schools. By the way, to let you parents know, I don't think your child should hear the rest of this program. Some of the things I'll mention, they don't need to be exposed to. Please protect their minds. Don't let them listen to the rest of this program. You can go online to www.heritageministriesky.net and listen to the rest of this program if you choose. Dr. Miriam Grossman, in her book, You're Teaching My Child What?, reveals some shocking things that our children are being taught in so-called sex education classes in school. She reveals that Planned Parenthood, funded a great deal by your tax dollars and mine, says that third grade is the time that children should learn about wet dreams, masturbation, rape, and sex work. Planned Parenthood constantly pushes for children to know more about sexual activity at an earlier and earlier age. They say knowledge will keep children safe concerning sex. However, after years of doing it their way, 34% of 15-year-old girls are sexually active, probably more boys than that, with that number climbing among young ladies to almost 80% by age 19. 1 in 4 adolescent girls now has a sexually transmitted disease, in spite of the fact they're told that condoms will protect them. The truth is, recent studies show that condoms are no match for herpes, HPV, and gonorrhea. Why does Planned Parenthood want your children to be sexually active? Because they want to control their minds. You see, if they can get our children to believe that life is about doing your own thing and living for pleasure, they won't learn to think with God about life. That means they'll look to some man to give them the answers to life, which is really looking to Satan for those answers. That means a man or a few men in control of the media can control how they think. If one or a few can control how they think, then that few can control the power flow in this nation. You see, whether it's Planned Parenthood or Hollywood, it's all about control. Planned Parenthood and groups like that simply want to indoctrinate your children's mind with anti-God, anti-biblical thinking. It's that simple. Parent, the sooner you realize there's a huge cultural war going on in this nation, the greater are your child's chances of surviving it. So what do you do? How do we spare the children? Number one, parents, accept your call from God to educate your children. You can homeschool them or put them in a Christian school. Church leaders, let's get creative with how we can help these parents by letting them use our church facilities and helping to fund their children's education. Let's educate ourselves as to the best curriculum that's available to them so we can quickly point them to biblical sources with which they can teach their children academic subjects. Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me and forbid them not." Remember, whoever gets the mind gets the nation. Think about it, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Christian History Seminars, by visiting www.heritageministriesky.net. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.